Hey there, sleepyhead. What a coincidence meeting you here. Well, it is your bed, but. And yeah, it is the middle of the night, but. You said I could come over, remember? You never said you had to be awake when I arrived. Or that I even had to knock. Or that I couldn't come through the window. And honestly, I interpreted your invitation as a standing offer. So coming in the middle of the night is as good a time as any, right? I hope you don't mind me being here, darling. And I really hope I'm not bothering you either. Am I, baby boy? You look kind of restless on the camera, shifting around so much. So I thought I'd come try to comfort you, help you go to sleep. But if I'm being a bother, I could leave if you want. I'd only be very, very reluctant about it. You know, I wouldn't want to leave you like this. But if that's what you want, would you like that? Good boy. And I'll stay right here. Where my darling sweetheart needs me. There's nothing wrong with having mommy stay with you. Especially if you're having a rough night. In fact, I'd sleep with you in bed every single night if you let me. You know, just because you're an adult. Doesn't mean you're too old to sleep with your mommy. Besides, I'm not that much older than you. But anyway, so, what's on your mind, darling? Not in a very talkative mood, huh? Tell you what. How about I can tell you? What's on my mind? And then I guess you can decide if you want to open up. So, personally, right now, I've been thinking about how lucky I am to be in the bed of the cutest, most precious boy in the entire world. He's adorable. So stunning. Even if he was wearing cute little cat ears, I don't think it could make him any cuter. I feel like the luckiest woman in the world to be able to be with you. To call you mine, which I guess I do so often. It's one of my favorite things to say. I'm so honored when he lets me run my fingers through his hair or place his head down on my lap or even resting his head on my chest. I'm so blessed. He let me watch over you, even if the cameras are probably a bit much. I'd feel so uneasy if it wasn't like this. Being able to keep tabs on you. I just have an overwhelming instinct to take care of you. I worry that you're in danger every single moment if I'm not watching you. And of course, I'm talking about you, my darling. My precious little cuddle buddy. How do you feel? Will you tell mommy what's on your mind? What's giving this good boy trouble? Did you have a bad dream? You know, if you saw a monster in your dreams, just think of me. I'll take down anyone who tries to hurt you. Every single monster. or someone causing you trouble. You know I can fix that, baby. I can't let anyone hurt my darling. And nobody will get away with it. Nobody can touch my baby boy. Just tell me who it is. I'll hurt them in any way you want. Anything. Are you sure nobody's causing you trouble? If you say so, darling. I'm sorry to get so violent. You know how I can be. Just don't worry. I would never attack anyone without your permission. Unless it was self-defense, of course. Anyway, care to tell me what's on your mind? Ah, baby. Touch star. You know, you can call on me any time. Any time you feel that way. You know mommy will be here. I'll touch you however you want, darling. So if you want a lap pillow, or a chest pillow, or maybe to be my little spoon, all you have to do is ask. I'll do anything for you. Anything. Nothing is off the table. Understand? So would you like something like that? I'm guessing you would, right? Can I touch you? Can I wrap my arms around you and hold your precious little head to my chest so you can hear my heartbeat and relax? Come here, baby. There we go. I hope I'm not holding you too tight. Am I? Do you want me to hold you a little tighter? Of course. Anything my good boy wants, my good boy gets. And you. You are my goodest boy. The best boy in the world. There you go, baby. You look like you're having a good time. Yeah? That's good. You deserve it, you know? You deserve the world. Anything you want. Everything you want and need. I want to give it all to you. Everything that I can. Everything I have the power to give. It's all yours. Even if I have to lie. Or steal. Even if I have to hurt somebody. It's all for you. Is this the sort of thing that makes you feel loved, darling? I don't mean it in a judgmental way or anything. I'm honestly kind of glad that you like receiving affection this way. Being able to hold you. It makes me feel so close to you. I guess I'm just trying to say that I love you. I love you very, very much. And you're my very, very good boy. Sometimes I struggle with how I should express that love. Sometimes I rack my brain thinking of how I should show you. Show you that I love you. I can never decide I should give you my entire heart, or give you everything in the world. But of all things, if holding you like this is what you want, then I guess you're a very simple man. That's good. There's nothing wrong with being simple. Nothing wrong with wanting this. Anyway, Mommy likes holding you like this too. Not just because it makes you happy. Although I do like to make you happy. It just feels right. You're mine. And holding you like this is only natural. You're all mine. And nobody else gets to do this with you. And I refuse to share you with anyone else. How could I share someone like you? So precious. And when you look at me, I see the love in your eyes. I think about how honored I am, how happy I am that you met me. And I want to keep you to myself. For no one else to see you. You're mine and only mine. And I guess as far as your touch, I wish you would have told me sooner. You should have told me that you were so touched on. And be a lot more physically clingy, you know? Giving you anything you want. I've honestly been holding back, but I know I already seem really touchy. It's just how I act when I'm restraining myself. If I wasn't holding back, I probably would never let go of you. I would be all over you every single second of the day. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but does this mean I can be closer to you? If we go out and do things, do I have to ask first? Or can I kiss you whenever I want? Hug you whenever? I mean, obviously I won't do it when could be a bit embarrassing, but just whenever I want, right? Thanks for clearing that up, baby. You're such a good boy. I know it must be a bit weird. I put cameras on your walls. I want to hug you and kiss you all the time. Where does it end, But you know, I do have a bit of restraint. I'll make sure that you feel comfortable and you get whatever you want. But for now, I guess I'll be hugging you a lot more often. So look forward to it, okay? And I will say I forgot to tell you this, but you've been very brave and so, so strong. You told me all about your problems. You were vulnerable for me. Just one more thing I love about you, darling. It made me so happy. I'm so happy you trust me. And I'm so happy I can be yours. Could we do this more often? Just the two of us, cuddling to sleep like this. I want to see you so, so happy, darling. Even if it's just watching you fall asleep. You're so much more lovely when I see you this close. On the camera, it all feels so far. You know, you could come to my place anytime you want. And just the two of us. We could do anything. And I won't disturb you if you want to sleep. And my bed is super soft. Not as soft as me, of course, but... what do you say? How about... you come over. And then I'll treat you right. Come be... my baby boy. But sweet dreams for now, okay? I love you so much.